All right, let's bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. What's happening, Joe?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well, and it was a busy night over West End last night with the men's and women's basketball and the coaches' show.
And it got pretty dramatic there at the end. Vanderbilt's men opened up in an exhibition game against Tusculum and ended up going down to the wire, won it 80-79, and that's one of those situations people are going to look at and look at the score and be very concerned about, you know, not having one of those 50-point wins in an exhibition game. But I think Kevin Stallings was probably glad to see them challenged and see them have to play down the stretch. The other team had hit 11 three-pointers and several of them late in the game to kind of stay close. It was an interesting game, too, because I don't think I've ever seen a coach thrown out of an exhibition game. And the head coach for Tusculum was ejected. Got two technical fouls and was ejected, and Kevin Stallings got a technical foul. And I've got to tell you, if there is an emphasis on the language and those kind of things, they were sure reading it by the letter of the law last night, because they were some of the calmest technicals I've ever seen. So we may be in for a lot of that through the course of the year. But it was good to see A.J. Ogilvie play, and he had 17 points. I think fans are really going to like watching him play. Alex Gordon had 17, including the free throw to win it in the final seconds. And the women had a little easier time of it against Anderson University. They won 76-41. Liz Sherwood, again, a big, strong player inside, and had 10 points. And so I think everybody's going to look forward to watching her play as well and be a dominating force inside. So pretty busy night at Memorial, and before you know it, I guess Saturday for the men, the season begins against Austin Peay.
You were talking about the technicals and the coach getting thrown out, but do you think that's something that they're going to look at and it'll be a point of emphasis early in the season, then as you get into conference play and a little bit later on, that's going to go by the wayside? That always seems the way those things sort of seem to go when they talk about enforcing certain rules and things like that.
So I think what's going to be interesting is when the games get really, really important and get really, really close, are they going to still have that point of emphasis? Because, you know, tempers flare and things are said, and you wonder if they're going to go by that, quote, letter of the law when a game is on the line.
I mean, are they going to toss out Mike Krzyzewski in a Duke North Carolina game? Because, you know, he's not exactly, you know, the cleanest.
And he's, yeah, they're going to have
mouth
to.
And he's basically stood up and said, look, I'm not changing. And I think a lot of coaches kind of feel that way. We'll have to see how it plays out. But it was kind of funny last night. The head coach for Tusculum, you know, got a technical and reacted to the technical and got another one, and bang, he was gone. And everybody looked around like, did he just get thrown out? And so he did, and he walked off. And a few minutes later, Kevin got one at the other end. And it was, you know, Kevin kind of looked a little bit stunned by it, as everybody else was. So I think there are going to be some of those moments that we're going to be surprised when we see when they get rung up. And some coaches are really going to have to work at it. As you guys know, this is going to be a real challenge for some of them.
By the way, Grand Valley State beat Michigan State.
Right.
And Michigan State's a top 10 team. Tom Izzo kicked his team out of the locker room. Is Kevin thinking of doing that with his team after narrowly beating a team they should manhandle?
I would imagine that there'll be a pretty focused practice coming up today, you know, if they're back on the court today. But it was interesting. He knew that they had not played great defense, and he was really curious to see how they would play. He went man-to-man the entire time. You know, didn't gimmick anything up. He was just basically going to see how his guys would react. And unfortunately for them, Tusculum got some open shots. They knocked down some long-range shots now, but they also got some easy baskets, and I'm sure concerns Kevin a little bit. It was a typical exhibition game in that there were a ton of free throws. I think Vanderbilt had 37 or 38 free throws in the game, and that's not a big surprise at this time of year. But the focus, I'm sure, before Saturday will be shoring up that defense.
By the way, I heard that former Vanderbilt basketball star Billy McCaffrey has resurfaced as a head coach in the ABA in Rochester.
You know, he has. And, you know, Billy, always, you know, because he was an assistant for a while and always kind of had a passion for coaching. I'm not surprised that he's finally gotten a coaching job like that, because I think that's what he wants to do. And he stayed involved in it. Always, he was a coach on the floor, as you guys remember. So I'm not surprised by that at all.
Hey, Joe, we appreciate it as always. We'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
See you guys tomorrow.